This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why B12 needs amber glass? Cobalamin photo degradation. Packaging usually belongs to the marketing department. For liquid B12, it belongs to photochemistry, because cobalamins are among the most light-sensitive molecules in the entire supplement world, and the coenzyme forms most worth taking are the most photolabile of all. The amber bottle around a B12 liquid is not an aesthetic. It is a piece of the formulation doing continuous chemical work, the photochemistry. A bond built to break, methylcobalamin's defining feature, the cobalt-carbon bond holding its methyl group, the coenzyme form story, is also its photochemical weakness. Organometallic co-C bonds are intrinsically photoactive, absorb a photon in the visible UV range, and the bond cleaves homolytically, ejecting a methyl radical. In aqueous, oxygen-containing solution, the cobalt promptly picks up a hydroxyl group instead. The primary reaction is thus brutally simple. Light converts methylcobalamin to hydroxocobalamin, still a cobalamin, but no longer the coenzyme form the label promised. Continued illumination pushes further, degrading the corin ring itself toward biologically inactive corinoid fragments. The quantitative work, Juzanine and Nizoskite 2013, makes the speed vivid. In dilute aqueous solution under light exposure, methylcobalamin's photoconversion proceeds on a timescale of minutes, with UVA and blue wavelengths doing the efficient damage, tracking the molecule's strong absorption bands below 550 nanometers. Adenosylcobalamin is similarly fragile. Cyanocobalamin is the most photostable of the family, yet still degrades under sustained light. Solutions are the worst case, molecules dissolved and mobile, photons penetrating freely, precisely the physics of a clear dropper bottle on a bright shelf. Why clear packaging is a genuine quality failure? Follow the consequence chain. A methylcobalamin liquid in clear glass, retail lit for weeks and then sunlit on a kitchen counter, progressively converts to hydroxocobalamin and beyond. The user still gets some B12 activity, which is exactly what makes the failure insidious. Nothing tastes or looks different, yet the product is no longer what was tested, dosed, and labeled, and late-stage degradants contribute nothing. A manufacturer choosing clear packaging for a liquid cobalamin has either not run the photostability study or not minded its result. Formal stability science treats this as a defined obligation. ICH Q1B, the International Photostability Guideline, exists precisely because light is a routine degradation pathway that must be tested, not assumed away. Amber glass as a numerical specification, the defense is wavelength filtering. Amber, brown, glass blocks essentially all UV and strongly attenuates visible light up to roughly 450 to 500 nanometers, the exact region where cobalamin photochemistry is driven, which is why pharmacopeial standards define amber containers by transmission limits rather than by color name. That makes amber glass a checkable engineering claim. The container either meets the transmission specification or it does not. Combined with a box for retail display and the simple user instruction, cap on, cupboard not windowsill, the photon dose over a bottle's service life falls by orders of magnitude. This is the same packaging logic our liquid format article applies across light-sensitive nutrients. Cobalamins are simply the sharpest case in the catalog, proving the protection worked. Degradation product testing, a specification is a promise, analytics is the receipt. Because photolysis converts methylcobalamin into other cobalamins, a non-specific total B12 assay cannot detect the damage, a fully degraded product can pass it. Verification requires stability indicating form-resolving HPLC. An identity assay confirming the analyte is still methylcobalamin, plus quantification of hydroxocobalamin and further degradants as named impurities at release and through shelf life. On a serious certificate of analysis, how to read one, that line, methylcobalamin identity confirmed, degradation products within limits, is the analytical proof that the amber bottle, the box, and the formulation did their job from factory to final drop. The clinical bottom line, light cleaves methylcobalamin's cobalt methyl bond within minutes in solution, converting the coenzyme form to hydroxocobalamin and onward to inactive fragments. So for liquid B12, packaging is chemistry. Amber glass meeting pharmacopoeial transmission limits below 450 nanometers, backed by form-specific HPLC that proves the molecule survived. A clear bottle of methylcobalamin is not a style choice. It is a stability study nobody ran. Primary sources, Jusnine A, Nizoskite Zid. Photodegradation of cobalamins in aqueous solutions and in human blood. J. Photochem Photobiobiol B114. Anwar Z, Ahmed S, et al. Photostability and photostabilization of drugs and drug products. Cobalamin photochemistry sections. Int J Photoenergy, 2016. 2016, 813568. F. Vitamin B12 sources and bioavailability. X. Bial Maywood, 2007, 232, 1266 to 1274. Harmonized Tripartite Guideline Q1B Photostability Testing of New Drug Substances and Products, 1996. Aish.or, Fedosov SN, Nexo E, Cobalamin Coenzyme Forms, Mol Neuter Food Res, 2015, 59 and 64372. Pharmacopoeia, 3.2.1, Glass Containers for Pharmaceutical Use, edqm.eu, Educational Information on Formulation Science, Not Medical Advice.